The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Between 1967 and 1987, two of Britain's most notorious serial killers murdered several young women in the Gloucester area. The killers in question were Fred and Rose West. The murderous duo abused, raped and murdered several young women and girls who lived in their own house, including killing some of their own children. It wasn't until 1994 that the Wests were apprehended for their crimes after police got a search warrant to excavate their property. Fred West, who was charged with 12 counts of murder, killed himself in prison in 1995 before he could stand trial. Rose West is currently serving a life sentence after being convicted on 10 murder charges. All of their victims were young, vulnerable women who lived under their roof. But one woman who managed to escape the West's house of horrors was Kathleen Richards. In November of 1977, Kathleen Richards, with her sister Deirdre and baby nephew, arrived to 25 Cromwell Street, the home of Fred and Rose West, looking to rent a room from the couple perceived by locals to be very nice people. Kathleen has, for the first time, now documented her story of her time there, along with her childhood in Dublin and in England, and her life afterwards, in a new book which is called Under Their Roof. And she joins me now. Kathleen, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, how did you end up in Britain?
I was about 10, 11 when parents decided to move over to Derby. We went to Derby first, and from there we moved to Gloucester.
And at what point did you have to leave the family household?
I was 17, and my sister, who was 18, Deirdre, she had a baby because there wasn't a lot of room in the house we were living in. My dad didn't want the baby there and my sister there. So I was told to leave with her and help her. It was a shock to me. Yeah.
Now, how did you come across Fred and Rosemary West?
Well, nearly everybody in Gloucester knew that 25 Cromwell Street had rooms to rent and they were quite cheap. They were a nice couple.
And how would you characterise Fred West, you know, if you were to meet him on the street before you got to live in that house, how would he have been regarded by everybody?
Helpful, friendly, a bit of a joker, mess about, tell jokes, you know, just laugh. He was always helping out the neighbours with plumbing or anything else that they need help with.
You became pally with one of the lodgers in Fred and Rosemary West's house.
Yes, I got friends with Shirley Robinson. One of the girls there, the lodgers. Shirley did tell me that the baby she was expecting at the time, Fred was the father.
Now, this was a shock to your system because there was Fred and Rosemary West, man and wife, and he would quite openly refer to Shirley as his lover.
That's right, yes. Yeah. When Shirley said that he was the baby's father, I didn't believe him. I thought, you know, they're joking, you know, she's just saying that. It's hard to believe because she was only 17, same age as me. So, yeah, strange.
Strange. Now, in the house itself, how many other lodgers were there at the time you were there?
Oh, there was lots. There was lots coming and going. You know, you didn't know who was visitors and who was lodgers at the time because there were so many people going in and out. And there was young guys as well, but mostly girls.
Now, as the pregnancy, Shirley's pregnancy advanced, at what point did she have the baby or did you know?
No, she was pregnant. And as the pregnancy went on, she was nearly due her due date, but she vanished. She was just gone. I couldn't find her. I did knock at the West living quarters and Fred West. I asked him where Shirley was. And he said, oh, she's just gone back to Germany. But at first, he pretended he didn't know her. I didn't believe that she went to Germany because she didn't have any money. And, you know, she never mentioned Germany to me at all. So I just thought that was weird. But I thought she might have been in hospital having the baby because it was quite near a due date. I just thought she was in hospital.
But you never saw her again?
Never saw her again, no.
Now, Fred West, as we now know, was preying upon vulnerable young women. You were one such woman, I suppose. Did he try it on with you?
He did, yes. Yeah. He'd be groping me each time he'd see me in the hallway or on the stairwell. And he'd be groping me, he'd be touching me inappropriately. But like being 17 and then years ago, Like, it was like he was just a dirty old man. Do you know that kind of way? It was just then, it was different to things now. So, and he'd joke about it as well. So I think, you know, he's got a wife, he's got children. Maybe this is the way he goes on.
So in a sense, he was kind of a dirty old man, but fundamentally harmless. That's how you regarded him.
Yeah, because he was like just a clown, you know. Everything was a joke to him. When a few things happened, also with his wife, Rose West, as well. She was as bad as he was. And then the last time, when I finally left and just run out at 5 o'clock in the morning, just went and just kept running and running.
Going back to when you first moved into that place, you discovered peepholes.
Yes, in the room that we were in. But at the time, I did think it was just the children, because there was lots of children, the West children. So we just thought it was them messing about like kids do.
So you would block up these peepholes only to find them unblocked again?
Yeah, they'd be down on the floor the next morning. They'd be pushed through.
Now, as we know from the final discovery by the police and so on of what he was doing, he was a very evil man and he was a serial killer, as indeed was his wife, Rosemary. But to your eye, as a young girl, was there anything that suggested that such things could be going on at Cromwell Street?
No, we wouldn't even think of it, because their parents as well, you know, the parents, the children are there. It was just like home, our home, you know, loads of kids and mum and dad. Like, you'd never dream that, you know, yes, he was groping me or he touched me, but you never think, oh, I'm going to get murdered or I'm going to get tortured or anything like that, you know.
So what was the last straw that led you to leave Cromwell Street?
I woke up in bed and he was there in the bed. So, yeah. I end up, after I was running all the way through Gloucester Town and going to meet my sister, I ended up going then to my brother's, who'd only recently left home himself, an older brother, and I stayed there.
So looking back on it, and as the story unfolded, I'm sure you were hearing on radio and television in the newspapers about the arrest of Fred West and Rosemary West. What was your thinking at that stage when you realised that you were one of the young women who was in that place with Fred and Rosemary, and you could have been one of those buried in the cellar or buried in the garden?
It was just horrendous, just absolute shock. You know, it was just, it make you think, like, how didn't you see that? How didn't you know? Like, how, you know, like, unbelievable, you know, really scary, like, you know, terrified, you know. It took a long, long time to, you know, for it to, like, you know, I don't know, get better. I don't know if that's the word, but just to be...
Looking back on it now, why did you decide to write your account of what happened at Cromwell Street and knowing the two Wests?
Well, I had this stuck in my head for years and years, obviously, flashbacks as well from things, like, you know. And my daughter, Hannah, was saying I should tell my story. You know, years ago it was different. There was no way, you know, I wouldn't be able to anyway. But, yeah, so the writing of it, the way I've been writing it, it's like healing. It's like therapy, like uh-huh. Being able to let it out there. You know, it's healed me.
And, I mean, it's not just your time. It's your whole life, really, from the very beginning with your family in Dublin right to the moment now where you have found contentment.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Because there's other things in there. Yes, as you said. And I just want to, I know it sounds mad, maybe, but I'm just hoping that my book is like a self-help book for others, because that's the kind of thing that helped me through the years, reading self-help books. That, you know, if someone's been through trauma or anything, that, you know, they can look and think, well, if she's been through that and she's okay now, you know, she's got through, I'm happy now, and, you know, everyone else can, you know, that kind of way.
Mm. Now, when Fred West was arrested and Rosemary West, and of course, Rosemary West was convicted and is still in jail, of the two of them, who do you think was the perpetrator, really? Who was the mastermind?
They were both in it together. as it's like my story I've wrote is, you know, it says how they were both together.
One as bad as the other.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it is an extraordinary story, and it's demonstrates how evil can exist side by side with normal life, and none of us can spot it.
That's true. That's really true.
The book is called Under Their Roof. It's the shocking true story of surviving life with Fred and Rose West. It's written by Kathleen Richards with her co-writer Anne Cusack. And thank you very much, Kathleen, for joining us on the programme.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.